At their March 3rd meeting, the Pocahontas County Commission authorized the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, or PMH, to apply to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a loan to expand their facility. The commissioners made it clear that their decision to allow PMH to submit the loan application does not commit the county to anything, but allows the USDA to study the application, the hospital's financial abilities to make their loan payments, to determine if a loan can be offered, and if so, the appropriate amount of the loan. Commissioner Walt Helmick summed it up this way by saying, quote, "We can use the USDA's analysis and underwriting figures to decide if we should continue and sign the loan or not, to look at the feasibility of the loan," unquote. The commissioners also discussed the proposed site of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, which is the mine safety training facility which is moving from western Pennsylvania. Jean Bell, a resident of Mingo who lives very close to the proposed underground facility, addressed community concerns about the project. She pointed out some disturbing problems she found after reading the government's environmental impact statement on the new site, including the following: a danger that there will be both short-term and long-term negative effects on the residents' wells and springs. The above ground fire suppression burns may release carcinogenic chemicals into the groundwater. Blasting at the site may change the course of underground water flows, causing wells and springs to dry up. The dangers of building this in karst topography, the dangers of having this facility located so close to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, it's about a mile and a half away, the increased truck traffic in the area both during construction and afterward during routine operations of the facility will hurt tourism, especially making it very difficult for tourists to drive to the Snowshoe Mountain Resort, and that this will be critically bad during simultaneous pipeline construction. And finally, the lack of adequate study of the existing wells, springs, and caves during the environmental impact statement preparation. Randy Sharp, a former mine worker who has worked with underground blasting, disputed that properly conducted blasting would be likely to cause changes to the water table or cause dangers to the pipeline. The commissioners decided that they would need more expert information before writing any letters to the federal legislatures taking a stand one way or the other about the proposed site. Kara Dentz from the West Virginia Association of Convention and Visitors Bureaus presented a plaque to Kara Rose of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, or CVB, which symbolizes their recent three-year CVB accreditation. Additionally, the commissioners authorized courthouse custodian Roger Ober to continue painting the courthouse offices and hallways on a rotational basis, doing as much as the painting personally before hiring any painting companies. They approved the Community Corrections Program's grant applications for both the 2020-2021 Community Corrections Grant and the West Virginia Justice Reinvestment Initiative Grant. They appointed J. Michael Anderson as a county fiduciary commissioner. They withheld approving a $25,000 local commitment toward the Mountain Transit Authority's 2020-2021 grant match. The commissioners want to talk with Tim Thomas of the MTA at a future meeting before approving this. It designated the County Commission as the lead agency on any development or redevelopment of water and sewer facilities located on Beard Heights. These facilities service both PMH and the Marlton Middle School. They approved applying to AT&T Cellular for discount rates for commission employees' cell phones. And finally, they accepted the resignation of Jason Scotchy as the PMH representative to the Emergency Medical Services Authority and appointed Ryan Sparks to that authority to fill the remaining portion of Scotchy's term. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.